CJSF is practicing social distancing, so this episode was produced remotely.
You are now tuned in to The Jambalaya here on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burn BBC.
Hello, Bronson, and welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
My name is Bronson Rasmussen. I'm the singer-bassist of alternative rock band Fear the Wolves.
And where did your band name come from? Did you have an encounter with a real wolf?
No, we didn't encounter a wolf, although that would be a lot more exciting. Yeah, so the origin story of this band is we were called Feed the Wolves at the start. You know, we were a five-piece band. And it was me and my current guitarist now, three other people. For a lot of the people in the band at that time, it was their first experience being in like an alternative rock band, a band trying to play shows, write original material, that kind of thing. So after our first show, unfortunately, two of the five members decided to go their separate ways. So the three of us, we decided to keep going. You know, we had to do some of the motions, you know, try to record at least one song, which is our debut single, No Way, and all that fun stuff. Before launching the song, I wanted to make a logo for the band, so I was reached out to some people who are following the band at this point, and this girl named Corvus from Greece decided that she wanted to do the logo for it. So what ended up happening was I gave her like a proof of the concept idea, she took it, and then instead of sending me Feed the Wolves, this girl sent me Fear the Wolves. Now, a lot of people would just be like, wow, where does this chick get off changing the band name? But when I saw Fear the Wolves, I knew this is a much better title. And what I liked about it the most was that it was different than Feed the Wolves. It made this band feel different, like it was on the next stage, on the next path to success. So we just kept it ever since then.
Love the name. Now we want to hear what your band is all about. What's the first song you have for us today?
I would love to talk to you about one of our most exciting releases of this year, Get Down.
Okay, tell us about Get Down.
Get Down was produced by Darren Gran out of Vancouver, British Columbia. Darren has worked with bands such as Bon Jovi, Nine Inch Nails, Metallica, AC/DC, Theory of a Dead Man, and to name a lot more too. You know, he definitely helped us take that song to the next level. We met Darren at our very first headliner show in Vancouver. We sold out, and he was in the crowd. And we approached him after the show, and we talked for a good hour and a half, and he saw there's a lot of potential. He liked the sound of my voice. He liked the song structures. And we wanted to basically have a little meetup the weekend after at a local jam space near his house and kind of just go over what we had. And we ended up choosing Get Down to work on. You know, Get Down isn't really the most complicated song out there. It's just about having a good time. When I was writing it, I wrote a lot of the lyrics actually on stage at a performance. You know, when that song was brand new, we kind of just took it to stage. We had a show where we had to play two sets. So like an hour and a half, 2 hours. And it's just like, oh my God, what do we do? We had this half written song that I wrote at a practice like 2-3 days before. So we kind of just brought that in. I wasn't even really singing anything at that point, you know, like because I'm kind of like in that grunge vein, not too much. I want to get away from that. But because I'm there, I could kind of murmur some of the lyrics. And I just remember coming up with just Get Down, Get Down, Down, Get Down, Get Down. Just that night. And what I loved about it was I actually saw people getting down on the dance floor. People were like dancing with that idea in mind. And I was like, oh my God, there's something here. I remember like turning around to my drummer and be like, oh my God, do you see what's going on right now? And he was too nervous to care. But anyway, I really felt there was something to that song. So yeah, we just went with it. One of my biggest pet peeves about that song is a lot of people critique my lyrics on it. And it always kind of bothers me because, like, I meant that song to be simple. I meant that song to kind of just one ear out the other, fun time. You know, that Get Down isn't a song that's supposed to just make you reflect on your life and go, oh my God, I haven't spoke to my dad in 10 years. I should give him a call. No, it's just about a good fun time, you know? Dance around, have fun, meet some people, and let it be one of the best nights of your life.
Dance floor, what are you searching for? I see you looking, but look no more. Are you single, ready to mingle? Something tells me you're not an angel. It's the way you move, oh, your body. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Hot damn, you talk so smooth. Get down on the dance floor, down on all fours. Get down till you can't anymore. Down, down. Everybody get down. Get down, get down. Get down, get down. Why are you standing still? Time for a refill. With hips like those you were born to kill. Let's turn up the heat. Listen to your heartbeat. My favorite song on repeat. It's the way you move, oh, your body. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Hot damn, you talk so smooth. Get down on the dance floor, down on all fours. Get down till you can't anymore. Get down, get down, down, get down, get down. Get down, get down, down, get down, get down.
All right, were you guys getting down? I was getting down. All right, now tell us about your bandmates.
I might as well start with the guitar side of things. Our guitarist is Alan Yang, very good friend of mine. I've known him for quite a long time now. If I think about it, man, maybe like 5-6 years now. I met him years ago in my heyday with my old band, Chill Clarity. You know, he was just always a really good support. We played a couple like acoustic shows, like I had him guest star with the band, but our paths just never lined up to be in a band together. Although I always respected him for his ability to play guitar. He's a smart guy, very good vibes about him. He'll do anything for his friends. So very lucky to have him. Nick is a godsend. I don't know what I did to deserve that guy, but thank God. So the story with Nick is, like I said, when me and Alan were in Feed the Wolves, when we departed ways with those two other members, we had a different drummer who stayed with us until roughly about a year. And then randomly, he decided to just kind of quit ties with us. We had a show. He didn't even care. He just gave us the big F you and basically took off. And it sucked. It was probably the most stressful time of my life. I didn't know what to do. Not only did I have a show like that weekend, I had a show the following week and the week after that. This is before the pandemic and my band was playing weekly. And so that guy quit on like Tuesday that week. I had a show Saturday. So it's Wednesday, the day after. I am scrolling, just thinking to myself, well, maybe I can find a drummer who can just fill in and play. You know, maybe that's, so I kind of put some ads out, and I think Alan actually found Nick's ad, and Alan says, hey, this guy. So I messaged him. I said, hey, man, I have a show Saturday. If you want to maybe have a practice or two and give it a go, more than welcome, or alternative rock band. And I sent him our single at the time, No Way. And he says, yeah, for sure, come over. And we were really lucky. You know, we found a 20-year-old who's been playing drums since he's 4. So he's not even like in his 30s, and he's got almost 20 years experience. Very good attitude, bright kid. And what I loved about him is just how brave he was. You know, he decided who to play their show, and get this, this is his first time ever playing in a rock band. That was his first time ever playing at a bar, especially in Vancouver. He's from Langley. And he showed up that Saturday on time, knew the songs. We only had one practice, by the way. So like we practiced Thursday. He had prior commitments Friday. He killed it Saturday. And then I knew, yeah, this guy's legit. And we're so lucky to have him, and he will continue to take this band to the next level, because believe me, when you got a good drummer, things start to happen for you. Your drummer is the goalie of your hockey team. It's the most important part. In hockey, you play the goalie, so get a good drummer.
Well, everyone sounds amazing. Now, can you recommend any local bands or musicians?
Yeah, you bet. You know, I love local music. I sometimes find myself listening to more local music than big bands these days. Well, to be honest, for big bands, I kind of just listen to the band Korn over and over again. So usually my variety is Korn coupled with some local bands. But I would love to name a few bands that I've met throughout the years. Sure, I'll start with a band called Fallen Stars. They're, I would, what you call active rock, kind of heavy stuff. Great vocalist. Great bassist. Jade Weeks is part of that band. Jade Weeks is part of Support the Scene. I'm sure you've heard of them. They're very local in Vancouver. And they basically support the scene. That's what's in the title, you know. They can go through them for interviews, reviews, and just such a good source of information and advice. They've definitely helped me so many times in the past.
Love Jade. She's been a guest on my show when we used to do live shows at the radio station. All right, what else we got?
Another new band. Well, they're not new, but they're new under my radar, is a band called Collision Course. I've kind of heard of them a couple times in the past, but it wasn't until recently. They just released a new song. I believe it's called Run, and it's unbelievable. It's a great song. It's a very similar genre to Fear the Wolves. Have actually just started talking to the singer, and we're hoping to play a show sometime, probably 2021, together. I'm going to open for those guys. I think my band's big enough to do that, because they're just killing it right now with that new song.
Oh, they're totally killing it, and we're going to actually interview the drummer, Jeff, on a future show. All right, what's a band that you really love?
You know, a band that I loved so much and I still love, but they've kind of gone through like a lot of changes. It's this band called Hunter and the Potter. They were one of the very first bands I met as Fear the Wolves, and I've just, man, my heart goes out to those guys. I've seen them play 3 or 4 times. They've come to a couple of my shows. They've given me a lot of great advice, and that band is just going through a bit of a change. They got a new singer, who was their bass player, and they got a new bassist. So they're going to be a three-piece now, and they're writing lots of materials. I've heard some of their new stuff, and I'm really excited to see where those guys go. They were on top a couple years ago, and I'm pretty sure they're going to be back at the top. Another band that I just love to death is called XIX. XIX, they're based out of Maple Ridge. Just a fun rock band, very similar to Fear the Wolves. Nicest guys. You know, Spencer the singer, I love that guy. Spenny, he's great. And everyone in that band just has a great attitude. They're hard workers. You know, I managed to catch their last show. It was right before some of the new COVID bylaw stuff in the pubs, like the volume and whatnot. Anyways, they just played an amazing show, and it was an honor to finally see those guys perform.
All right, check out XIX and Hunter and the Potter. All right, let's do one more, and let's play a song this time.
If I had to name just one more, this is probably what I believe to be one of the best bands in Vancouver right now, and just in terms of songwriting, just the quality of songs, their presentation, their brand, and that Strange Breed. And Nicole Dupace is the front woman of that band, and I came across those guys. Well, I met Nicole through like grant writing and stuff. She does a lot of that kind of stuff. Grants, I think she's through Rain City Artist Management is the company. And it wasn't until actually I met that producer I was mentioning for Get Down, Darren. When I was looking into Darren's resume, I saw Strange Breed was on there, and I instantly messaged Nicole because I just did this grant with her. I said, hey, oh my God, you go through Darren. Can you tell me about him? And then she started talking about him, and she had really good things to say. But it wasn't until that connection with me and her having Darren on board, that's when I kind of start to really get into that band a lot more. And what I just admire about that band is they're from the LGBTQ community, and they are all about that. Like, they just wear themselves outward. Like, here I am. This is who I am. Here's my band. Here's my songs. It's honest stuff going through my life. Take it or leave it. And that's what I really admire about her and her band, because that's a very brave thing to do. You know, being an artist is one of the few chances in life you get to just be yourself, and the fact that her and her bandmates can just get out there, be themselves, it's just beautiful. It's really brave, and I really admire everything they do, and I hope one day I get to play with those guys. And before I forget, they have a brand new song called Reputation. Here it is. We'll be right back.
Awesome. Now, with all these new restrictions, I'm sure some people are feeling a little blue these days. What do you do to pick yourself up?
Yeah, definitely. You know, during this pandemic, you know, COVID depression is a real thing, and it's so important right now to just remember that, you know, you have a lot of friends out there, especially with, like, things with social media. You're connected to so many more people than people were connected, like, 10, 20 years ago, so you really do branch out, and it never hurts to send a message to some of the people you know. Now, how have I been coping through COVID-19 and the pandemic? Well, you know, it is what it is kind of thing, you know. That's what I just keep reminding myself. It's definitely hard. I mean, I definitely come from being an introvert. Like, just hanging out with less people isn't too much of a shock to my system. When I grew up, I was kind of just always by myself. It wasn't until I started playing music that I actually kind of put myself out there and make my extroverted side come out into my personality. But, you know, I think everybody has a baseline kind of happiness level, and I believe that a lot of little things can fill that up, whether that it is hanging out with a friend, having a coffee in the morning, just those little things in life that go a long way. I would suggest you do them right now. You know, I don't want to say this, but I definitely think COVID-19 is going to be a thing for a while. And even after vaccines, it's my prediction that masks and 6 feet apart things, and I don't think it's going away anytime soon. So for me, I've just been trying to just take the deer by the horns, you know, just grow with it. It's time to evolve. Just get used to it.
That's right. Take the deer by the horns and listen to Fear the Wolves. Thank you so much, Bronson, for joining me on the Jambalaya Show.
Well, thank you so much again, Linda. It's been such a pleasure having me do this. I really appreciate it. And you can find Fear the Wolves on all your social media platforms, on Instagram, or Fear_the_wolves, Facebook, Fear the Wolves Band, YouTube, Fear the Wolves Band. And yeah, those are like the main three. I mean, we do have a Twitter, but, you know, like I say, I don't work at the White House, so I'm not very good at that one. And yeah, we have EP coming out December 18th. You can check that out. It is to celebrate our 1 year anniversary as this current lineup when Nick saved the day a year ago. And it's going to have our 4 songs on it. Get Down, Bring It On, Take a Swing, and our debut single, No Way.
No Way.
Thank you again so much, and you have a great one.
You too, Bronson. Thanks, everyone, for listening. This is Linda, a.k.a. DJ Medi, and we'll catch you all next week. Ciao.
There's a blankness to your eyes that is telling me you're the wise. The feelings that are kept on going still. Why do I get the feel that you make